Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. Greetings to the delegation in Macau and also to the members of the mission with us here in the room. I have carefully studied all the information provided in the core document, report, replies of Macau to the list of issues. And I have also attentively listened to the opening statement of the head of the delegation. And I wish to thank you for all the information and statistics provided in all these documents and statement. Today, I wish to tackle issue number 3. And again, I wish to thank the responsible authorities for sharing with us all the information on different institutions and mechanisms arguably performing functions of the National Human Rights Institution, including those created in 2016 or upgraded in 2019, as we learned today. And I also wish to thank for information on the role of Commission Against Corruption, which also accumulates ombudsman's functions and promotes human rights. It's noteworthy that the Commission disposes of adequate financial and human resources and may initiate ex officio inquiries, analyze complaints, and issue recommendations to government departments. Now, while corruption is recognized as one of the main challenges for the realization of human rights, I wish to emphasize that the Paris Principles nevertheless envisage setting up a national human rights institution with a much broader substantive mandate than prevention and prosecution of corruption, and in particular encompassing also the function of promotion of human rights among the entire society of Macau, targeting authorities and the general public alike. Therefore, could the delegation please explain whether there are any plans underway to establish an independent human rights institution that is fully compliant with the Paris Principles? Furthermore, is Macau, China planning to further strengthen the independence and extend the mandates of the Commission Against Corruption even after the amendment of the law for 2012? And the same in relation to other existing institutions to promote and protect covenants rights? Could the delegation please explain how many inquiries were initiated by the Commission Against Corruption ex officio up to date? What were the covenants rights implicated in these inquiries? And what the outcomes of these procedures, particularly if the delegation could explain what were the consequences for the institutions or individuals involved? Further, between March and May of every year, the Commission Against Corruption releases the previous year's annual report outlining its activities. However, to this day, the 2021 report of the Commission has not been released. Could the delegation please tell us when could it be expected? I know the information provided on the awareness-raising activities of the Ombuds mandate in Macau conducted in 2015 and 2016, and I thank the delegation for additional information provided in the opening statement today on concrete measures employed up to today to raise awareness about human rights in Macau generally. But could the delegation please provide us with a disaggregated data on how the awareness of the general public is being raised about the each existing human rights institution and its mandate in Macau, in addition to setting the dedicated website? Perhaps you could provide us with this disaggregated data in writing in the 48 hours following the dialogue. Finally, could the delegation please also inform us on the composition of the Human Rights Interdepartmental Working Group that was created in 2016 and its concrete activities